Would you rather do a polar plunge or walk 10 miles in Death Valley?
Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a family-friendly would you rather question, and we present our answers. We invite you to do the same with your family this week. As you heard at the top, we are getting really, really cold or suffering through the heat. So, gentlemen, would you rather take a proper polar plunge, and we can describe what our understanding of a polar plunge is, or go on a hike through Death Valley, which, as we know, we've talked about it before, I believe, is the hottest place on Earth. Is that correct?
Yes, it is,
according to the 8-year-old, and he's armed with facts.
No, he's not.
He does know certain things. I believe that is correct, though. So, who wants to dive in? Who wants to decide? Oh, and we should say a polar plunge, from my understanding, is where you go to a really cold place.
The coldest place on Earth.
Well, it doesn't have to be. People do polar plunges here in the Pacific Northwest. They do them. They do them in Alaska. They do them in Antarctica.
But in here, you have to do it in Antarctica, the coldest place on Earth.
I actually don't know if people do polar plunges in Antarctica, because
we have a friend who did that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It was in Antarctica?
Yes.
Wow, it's shocking to me, because I thought the outside temperature would be too cold to even get to the water. But so basically, you are in a swimming suit and you run through the cold air into a freezing body of water, and you get up to your neck, and then you spend, how long can we be in that cold water?
About 2 minutes.
No clue.
2 minutes or less. The people I've talked to who've done polar plunges, they literally run in up to their neck and then they run right back out again. And so I guess you can decide how long you're willing to try and spend in that cold water. But that's the idea. You run into the cold water and you run out again, and that's the polar plunge. So, Elodin, would you rather polar plunge or hike 10 miles in Death Valley?
I'd rather polar plunge, because I feel like if you were going on the other one, you would have longer time in the heat versus less time in the cold.
So your primary consideration is getting it over with.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd suffer less.
Though if you did choose Death Valley, you might get stronger on these walking skills.
Do you mean like you're physically stronger, like it'll challenge your body?
Yeah.
Or mentally, it might challenge you mentally.
You'll have to physically.
Like, your fortitude, you'll develop character. This might be a good combo to, like, imagine if you, this would be really hard to pull off, but if at the end of your 10-mile hike through Death Valley, you could jump into an ice, you'd probably welcome the ice, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Ender, would you rather?
Same as Elo.
Okay, and so you're polar plunging too.
Just because it would get over with.
Yeah,
and I'd get to probably see some cool things in Antarctica too.
Like now, penguins. Would both of you run and jump, or like jump off of a pier into the cold, cold water? I guess you... Then your head would go under, but that's fine. Or would you inch your way in one freezing cold step at a time?
How our friend did it is they jumped in with a safety belt, and that's how I'd do it.
Wait, a safety belt?
Yeah.
It's not a harness, but it's like a safety belt around your waist.
So wait, someone can pull you out?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. I never heard of that before. So, the two of you are going to be freezing cold, so I think we might as well just make it a trio and go polar, because I think, I've always said I wouldn't ever actually do, a polar plunge I could actually imagine doing, like in my real life. I don't relish the idea of a 10-mile hike through the hottest temperatures on Earth, even if I could pack all the water I need and have all the proper sun protection. That just sounds like a really rough time. But I feel like there are some people, some people in the audience will choose the hike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they'll be so put off by the idea of the cold water plunge that they would just be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see it going either way. Yeah, but I like the idea of getting it, getting in, getting out. I actually think the idea of cold exposure is also really good. They say that it's invigorating to take cold showers every morning. I'd try that. The problem is the water comes out so cold. It's hard to build yourself up for that, but yeah. I do like a hot, cold exposure, you know, going back and forth would be nice.
Yeah.
If I could end my hike, if I could, every mile on Death Valley, if I could jump into a bucket of ice, that might be nice. Can you set that up along the route? Probably not. All right, so the three of us, we would rather go on a polar plunge instead of hiking 10 miles through Death Valley. Now, just real quick, guys, would you rather go on a polar plunge versus 5 miles or 1 mile in Death Valley? Would it change the calculation at all?
1 mile?
1 mile might be a toss-up?
Yeah.
1 mile might be a toss-up. Yeah, 5 miles, I'm still definitely going to polar plunge instead.
1 mile, I think I'd do the other.
Oh, really? That's going to change you? Yeah, because you could, even in Death Valley, you could get through that mile in 20 minutes. Be nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we have it. Polar. Anything else to add, gentlemen?
No.
We have done it. Thank you for joining us once again on the Rathercast. If you have ideas for future episodes, please email them to therathercast@gmail.com or comment on any of our social medias. And you can learn more about the show at therathercast.com. We will be back next week, as always. Looking forward to catching you next time here on
the Rathercast.
You're not going to join us this time?
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.